Hey guys, I'm Bailey, and welcome back to Bailey's TV Rants, where I rant about all my favorite TV shows. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. Today, I'm going over Legends of Tomorrow, Season 6, Episode 11, titled The Final Frame. This is a lovely bowling episode. Ooh, how I love this episode so much. I forgot how much I loved it. And then I rewatched it, and it just, all the emotion came flooding back. And I just, it makes me happy. It makes me happy, guys. All right. So, to start off the episode, we are with Sarah, Spooner, Astra, and Mick in Kansas City. While Mick is tracking down a pod with a little sensor. Looks like it's beeping it somewhere near them, but they can't quite pinpoint it. So, bit of a struggle there. On the Wave Rider, Behrad is in the kitchen trying to bake, I'm assuming, some pot brownies, because that's what I assume he would bake. No reason. Constantine walks in, and he is tries to help out, but his spell doesn't work and blows up the brownies. And yeah, he's feeling very prideful in himself right now with his new power from these potions. So Constantine is still hiding that he's taking these potions, and he hides them, but he's like hides them behind his back to where, like, if you just like looked around or like checked his pockets, like, you'd be able to find it. But nobody does that, because people know that people need some privacy, and I respect that. And Nate is out with Zari 1.0. They went out camping for a little date so they can spend time with just each other, and I think that's cute. But their campsite that they're at has been double booked by what I like to call glampers. They have all the things that are not necessities, but have them to have fun. Like, they have a blow up, looks like jacuzzi sort of situation going on and whatnot. So those guys are having some fun. Back to Kansas City, Mick finds a pod. Woo woo, but it's already opened. No. We don't want that. It's already opened. Astra looks inside. There's a nice little silvery box that said, ooh, shiny, right? No, wrong. Bad box. Don't touch it. What comes out of the pod is never good. Have you not learned that there are bad things that come out of there? So don't go just picking things up, taking things out, touching things. It's always dangerous. Your parents did not teach you very well. So Astra picks up the box. Mick and Spooner try and fiddle it, try and figure it out, try and open it. Which, what did I just tell you? Don't touch the box. But what's the box? Don't touch it. Find out later. And then on the Wave Rider, Ava, I'm a Kraken, is trying on wedding dresses. The cutest thing ever. He's so beautiful, it made me cry. And then Gary walks in, and he's like, oh my God, I can't see you in your dress before your wedding day. And she's like, I'm not getting married to you, Gary, all right? But then she asks for Gary's help. It's like, Gary's the best man, and you can't convince me otherwise. That or Nate? I don't know. And then we go back to Kansas City. So Sarah, as the three of them are fiddling with it, Sarah tries to grab it out of there to stop them, because Sarah is a time mom and needs to stop her children from screwing things up, as usual. But when she grabs onto it, they all teleport into a bowling alley with these amazing, like, bowling shirts. Can I get one? Does somebody know where I can get one of those shirts? I want one. I need one. It is a necessity in my wardrobe. So, somebody get me one of those freaking shirts, or tell me where to get one, and I'll get it myself. Need it. I need it. Water, I need it. I'm sorry. It is 9 o'clock. 9 at night, to be specific. And I am going crazy. I'm not doing anything else today besides podcasting. So bear with me. Might get some fun. It might be fun for you guys. I don't know. Let's continue. And so Spooner immediately is getting some major alien vibe, sensory overload deal. And Asher's like, nope, I am not doing this. She always does that. But and so she walks across, finds the exit door, opens it, almost falls out. Mick catches her, and it's just space. This bowling alley is just in the middle of space, floating around, having a good time. You know what I mean? Iconic. I like it. Good for her. And then Sarah says, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. Really, Sarah? You sure about that? I don't know. It looks the same to me. I don't know about you. I don't know if it's something about the stars or just pitch black, but I think you are still in Kansas. Anyway, that is, of course, a Wizard of Oz reference. And then Sarah tries to talk. Oh, no. So she's trying to talk with the legends that are on the Wave Rider, but can't. Nothing. It's not there. Nothing's getting back to Wave Rider or anything. And then so she walks up to the shoe counter, asks the guy running it, and she's like, how did I get here? What is up? And he's like, oh, did you touch a shiny box? And she's like, yep, that's exactly. So the box, she calls it puzzle box. That is what got them to the bowling alley in space. And so the guy thinks, this guy running the shoe counter, he thinks because they are from Earth that they must be good bowlers because that's where bowling was invented. And all the other aliens there just happen to look human. Spooner goes up to one of the people bowling named Mike the Strike, to be exact. And this is fun because Mike is played by Jess McCallum's husband, and I think that's the most adorable cameo ever. And Spooner asks, like, hey, how can we get back to Earth? Mike's like, yeah, I can help you. And by the way, this is like a very exaggerated, like, Jersey accent, okay? So it's kind of funny. But Mike says he can help them back to Earth if they beat him in a game of bowling. So Spooner, of course, not wanting to lose, is like, yeah, let's freaking go. Let's do it. And so then Mike takes his ball that's in a bag, a little specialty ball, you know, his ball, and then he turns it into a different ball. What the heck? Do you got some magic powers or something? You want to share those? What's with the new ball? Why? Why change ball? That's your ball. Why change it if it's so special? I don't know. Why change it, Mike? Tell me. And then we go back to Nate and Zari. They're setting up their camp, putting things up, and Nate realizes that where the frick are the stars? Like, they just can't see the stars. Nothing's in the sky. Pitch black. So, good start to their camping trip. And so Nate goes in his bag to grab some stuff and opens it and realizes that he mixed his bag up with Spooner's bag, and Spooner's bag is filled with a bunch of survival gear, which foreshadowing will come in handy. And then their neighbors are loudly and very obviously having sex. So they have decided they want to go camping somewhere else, get them a new plot, a new site to camp at. But they can't reach Gideon, and their time courier is not working. Yay. Perfect. Just what they needed, right? everything is going wrong. And then we go back to the bowling alley. The guy that Sarah's talking to, whose name is Buddy. When did this get first mentioned? I don't know. I don't think I realized his name was Buddy till about halfway through the episode. So, not sure. But his name is Buddy, so we're calling him Buddy. But Buddy created the bowling alley, and he's like, I just love bowling so much, and I wanted other people to do it. But, and then he explains that the Pin Killers, led by Mike the Strike, sent out the boxes to get people in the bowling house. So Buddy here did not send out those boxes. Those are not his. He does not like those little shiny metal boxes. It is the Pin Killers that are doing that. All right? Don't mess with them. And then he warns Sarah that the legends really, really must be prepared, must be ready, must be trained, have practiced proper knowledge of the game of bowling and how to win to play the Pin Killers. And then immediately Spooner comes up and says, hey, we're next game. I thought the timing was perfect. Yeah, and Sarah's like, shit. You just see, like, she doesn't even say anything. You just see her face and she's like, shit. I think it's hilarious. And then we go back to the camping. Zari sets up the radio that was in Spooner's bag and puts on a station, and the host says that states such as Alaska and other places, other countries, are just disappearing. Out of nowhere, out of sight, out of mind, they're gone. The world is ending. The world is ending. Oh, no. And so Nate and Zari go over to their camping neighbors. And so Nate convinces the guy, whose name is Jeff, to give them the keys to his truck so they can get out of there. And then they're like, hey, if you're going to town and grab some stuff, we'll freaking come too. Let's make it a party. And their names are like, no, you don't have to do that. And they're like, no, it'll be fun. So they get in the truck, ready to go. The battery is dead. And Zari just like, yeah, that's probably from all the freaking stuff you've been powering and stuff with the truck. No wonder it's dead. It's like, she's so annoyed. She is so annoyed. But Nate and Zari still want to head into town, so they're just going to walk. And the neighbors, once again, invite themselves. Get a hint, guys. Jeff, Jamie, take a hint here. I don't want to have to write it out for you. You are not wanted. All right, so there's that. Back to the Wave Rider. Constantine is just itching to get out, use his magic, find Sarah and the gang. All right. Problem is, Gideon can't find Earth. What? You can't find Earth. Earth is where you're created. How do you not know your way home? Yeah. Big problem, right? Gary walks in, stressing because he can't find his inspiration binder for a summer wedding. I love that Gary is so organized, so prepared for stuff that'll probably never happen to him. He's just anything in any situation he is ready for. He knows what he's going to do, how he's going to plan it out, what he wants, all right? And we like that for Gary. We love that for Gary. That is the reason Gary is on the show. Comedic relief. And sometimes an actual plot line. But then they're like, you can't. He hears, obviously, that they can't find Earth. Gideon can't track Earth. And so he's like, oh, no. Now Ava's going to be stressed that Sarah's trapped again. She's gone forever. And that they're separated. And Bearhead and Constantine are like, all right, take it down. A few notches. Just keep Ava occupied. Don't let her know. We will take care of it. So calm, cool, and collected Bayrod taken over here. I like it. So Constantine and Bayrod are going to make a plan, find some ideas, figure out a way to get Sarah and the Legend Bowlers back. And back to the bowling alley, Sarah is pep talking it up with the Legends, and because their only way out is by winning. So being the amazing captain that she is, giving a pep talk, getting them prepared, let's win. But Astra doesn't want to bowl. She's like, nope, not happening. I'm not going to bowl. Those shoes are filled with fungus. Those holes in the ball filled with fungus. That's disgusting. Absolutely not. And Sarah's like, yeah, well, you can continue to cheer in that fungus-filled chair. Have fun. So Sarah, well, first of all, let's backtrack just a second. I totally skipped over the funny part of this. Astra's like, I don't bowl. And Sarah's like, it's not that hard. Easy. Look, picks up a ball, immediately just rolls a strike. Because of course Sarah can do it first try. No practice whatsoever. And she literally goes, guess I'm a natural. And so Sarah nails the strike, right? Spooner, because we got to take in the details here, guy. Spooner just gets freaking, she's excited. She sees Astra. She's like, yeah, let's freaking go. Let's go. As I would be too, because as I'm gathering here, Spooner knows how to bowl. She is also just competitive in nature, but she is a good bowler. She wants to win. She needs to win. And that is something I can relate to. Anyways, so Sarah's like, guess I'm a natural. Because of course you are, Sarah. You're good at everything. You don't even need to try, Sarah. I will love you. And then Mick gives it a go. Problem is he can't fit his fingers in the finger holes of the ball because he will not take off his gloves. And so he just, you know, just throws it. And it just goes in the other lane. It hits some pins, but wrong lane. So almost there, Mick. So close. And so Spooner gives up to give it a go, walks straight past the bowling balls, slides down on the floor, analyzing this bowling lane, checking the grease pattern, the oil patterns, because that is a thing in bowling, if you did not know. Look up, like, grease patterns on a lane of bowling. Like, it's real. It's crazy. And then she's also checking the board, seeing for any problems, and she's like, yeah, there's a little, slight little bend there in the 16th board. How many boards are in a lane? I know they're skinny, but I never thought about it. And so she grabs her ball, gets ready, does the little routine, full arm circles, and like chucks the ball. Boom, strike. That was like, you know, when Bucky, as in Winter Soldier Bucky, like puts his arm back on and he does the little like arm circle to click it back into place. That's what Spooner looked like when throwing this ball. It was so funny. And then Astra, once again, she's like, and so Sarah's trying to get Astra to go. She's like, I'm not putting on fungus-filled shoes, not touching a fungus-filled ball. And Sarah's like, well, you can cheer from the sideline and sit in that fungus-filled chair. And I thought that was really funny. And Sarah just doesn't really care that Astra won't play. She's like, fine, 3-3, whatever. And then back to the Wave Rider. Ava thinks that she's found her dress. And it's beautiful. And she looks beautiful in it. And I was like, yeah, you definitely did find your dress. But Gary's obviously needing to keep Ava distracted. Is like, are you sure about that dress? And it was like, yeah, why? And she's like, I mean, if you like it, then let's just go with the dress if you really like it. And Ava's like, no, tell me what is wrong. And Gary's like, it's the shoulders. They're boring. Oh, Gary, genius. Yeah, so basically he's doing this to keep Ava occupied. Just try on more dresses. Let's just go. Keep moving. Improvements. We got to do it. He's like, in this situation, Gary is like, that like horrible like mom of the bride that wants it to be perfect because she's like putting herself into, like, her daughter's shoes and wanting to be the bride. That's what that felt like with Gary and I, and I'm here for it. I love it. And then in the front of the Raid River and the bridge in the parlor, Constantine comes up with the idea to compel the ship to Earth. So he's going to send the Wave Rider to Earth, wherever it is. And he needs the elements, so that is Earth, fire, air, and water. And Bayrod's like, you know what, your powers are getting really strong. And I guess that's from drinking from the Fountain of Imperium. And Constantine's like, the fountain. Mm-hmm, that's definitely it, yeah. And back to the bowling alley. So Mike the Strike and the other pin killers are already going up against another team while the other legends are preparing, against the Red Shirts, as they're called. I mean, just rolls the last strike to beat the Red Shirts. So he takes the ball he has, places it in a case with other bowling balls, and the ball changes. And then the Red Shirts evaporate. This is like some Infinity War shit. And they go into the bowling ball. And as I'm looking at these bowling balls, because it zooms out a bit, these bowling balls look like planets. So is Earth going to turn into a bowling ball? Oh, I bet my bottom dollar that it will. This is not turning out good, guys. Not good. And now the legends obviously just saw what happened, and now they're scared. Same. Back to the camping with Nate and Zari. They're walking. So Zari is talking with Jamie, and Jamie is like, you know, I can sense that Nate and you are like doing long distance thing. She's like, yeah, we are. She's like, yeah, okay. So if you're good with being long distance, like you're okay with the distance between you and you're like comfortable, then should you really like be together? Like, is it like, if you're fine being apart, then should you guys really be together? And Zari's like, no. Yeah, that's no, we're good. You don't need to worry about our relationship. But she's also in her head, like, becoming insecure. And then back to the bowling alley. Buddy goes up, starts off, introduces the game of cosmic bowling, and gets them started. So both teams start off strong. We've got a strike on Spooner's end. And a strike on Mike the Spike's end. Claire the Spare, I love these like sort of rhyming names, goes up, gets the spare, Mick goes in and misses the spare completely. It's gutter ball, fun. And then Astra sort of points out that Mick and Spooner need to get along. She's saying this to Sarah. And because this whole time Spooner is not vibing with Mick, she's like, you need to put more energy, more passion, more dedication, commitment into this game. Because we are not winning and you are not good. But Mick doesn't really care. So, back on the Wave Rider, Gary and Ava are just having the best time of making alterations to Ava's dress. And this is the funniest montage, the best montage, the cutest thing ever. I love it so much. And then back to the parlor, Constantine is pouring his potion into the flask so he can easily hide it and just drink. And Bayrod is setting up the elements, and Constantine starts the spell. His eyes glow blue and just unleashes magic. Just burst out of his body, consumes the ship. Ship disappears. Gone. And so while Ava's doing stuff, the ship shakes, and she's like, Gary, what's going on? And he's like, oh, Sarah's okay. And she's like, excuse me. The mention of Sarah made me think that this is not going to be okay. And she would be correct. Yeah. Good thinking, Ava. She's not stupid, Gary. So she walks onto the bridge and she's like, what's happening? And they're like, well, Constantine did a spell to find Earth. Because Gideon cannot find Earth. She's like, great. Walks over to the window. She's like, there is nothing here. They're in the middle of the space. And then very slightly, so small, I could barely see it. On the distance, Ava sees the bowling alley. She's like, what? A bowling alley? Why a bowling alley? So confused. So Ava's like, I'm going to deal with this myself. So she goes into the bowling alley, but she can't open the doors. So Sarah goes over to the door, see what's up. And it's Ava. They're like, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? Sort of deal. And they both are like, what are you wearing to each other? Because Sarah's wearing the bowling shirt. Ava's wearing this most ridiculous dress ever. And she's like, Sarah's like, what is this dress? And Ava's like, I completely forgot that I was wearing this dress. Because she went into attack mode. She is not losing Sarah. This is not good. And she's like, no, you look beautiful, Ava. Don't you worry about the dress. But they're like, why can't Ava get in? And Buddy's like, well, you have to get in with an invite. And Ava did not get the invite. Sorry, girly, not invited. But then they're like, okay, why am I at a bowling alley though? The whole question is like, the spell was supposed to bring the Wave Rider to Earth, but they ended up at the bowling alley. So Ava and Sarah are like, okay, well, then the Earth must be in the bowling alley. But who would do that? Why would do that? And then Sarah realizes that the pin killers are hiding Earth or whatever. And then you can see Mike opening his ball bag or whatever, and his new ball is Earth. It's freaking Earth. He changes bowling balls into planets, and now it's Earth. Guys, no bueno. No bueno. So as Mike picks up Earth as a bowling ball, picks up Earth, so very gently, it becomes daylight back on Earth. And so Zarya and Nate are like, hey, look, daylight. Maybe the world's not ending. Yay. but then Mike goes to place his fingers he goes to like cover the ball with his hand and like place his hand on top of it and covers the sky, obviously. And so Nate just looks up and you can see a ginormous fingerprint in the sky. That would look like the world is ending to me. So fun. I don't know if they realize it's a fingerprint though. So that's kind of interesting. And then Mike takes Earth, puts his fingers inside, obviously, because they see like one of his other fingers. You know, when you like put your hand into a bowling ball, you kind of make the rock and roll hand sign. So they obviously saw you one of the fingers. That's not in the hole. So anyways, Mike rolls the ball. The Earth, as we're cutting back and forth between the two, just shaking. It's an earthquake as this ball is rolling down the lane. So Zari is like, hold on, guys. Let's figure this out. She sees something, walks over, and there's just a freaking world-ending cliff in front of them. And it zooms out and it does reveal that the Earth is this bowling ball. Freaking crazy. It just like goes out. And that was such a good like moment. I loved it. And then Jeff, one of the glampers, tells Jamie as they're sitting on this cliff as the world's ending, he's like, I need to tell you something. He's like, I got a secret vasectomy. And Jamie's like, the fuck? He's like, yeah, I did it because if we were to have kids, that means we couldn't spend the money the same way that we do because we'd have to spend it on our kids. And she is infuriated, as would I be, except I'm gay and don't need to technically worry about that. And so she leaves. She storms off and Jeff obviously goes after her. So Nate and Zarya are still there. Nate looks up and he's like, does that clown look like Mick? And it turns out it is Mick, because Mick is just like peering over Earth as a bowling ball and staring at it. Scariest shit ever, am I right? And then Mike goes to pick up Earth and give it a good polish. You know, like how they polish bowling balls with the cloth that you like hold and you just kind of go up and down, back and forth with it. But he's also like standing in like a man spread situation, and he's doing that. And it just looks so stupid and so funny, and explains that in cosmic bowling, the game they are playing, teams go against each other for the survival of their species. And if you lose, your world gets put in that trophy case for eternity. So that's kind of scary, not gonna lie. Yeah. And Asher's like, yeah, that's like you're playing God. And Mike's like, nah, not a God. I'm just an average Joe who likes to bowl and destroy countless worlds. And that was so amazingly delivered. I loved it. And so Sarah goes back to Buddy and he's like, why? Like, they need to leave. We can't do this. How is this going to end? He's like, well, I can't kick the pin killers out. And they have filled this alley, this bowling alley, with bad vibes, and nobody wants to play. And if they do play, they're not having the fun vibes that they should be in order to bowl well, because they're worrying about the survival of their planet and species. So fun. Mick and Spooner still cannot get along. And so Mick rolls, of course, doesn't do well. Spooner's like, you know what, Mick, let me show you how to do this. Goes to pick up the ball, still like arguing with Mick, doesn't see the incoming bowling ball. And her finger gets squished and jammed. And now she cannot bowl well. And this is not good. Not good. And we go back to Earth. Zari, of course, wants to talk about the relationship. And it's like, the world is ending. Should we really be doing this for now? She's like, yes, we should. And so they talk, and Nate's like, no, I don't want to break up. I know that means like we're going to be far apart, or we're going to be away from each other for a long time, but I can't live without you. I just can't. It breaks my heart to not be with you. And I think that was so sweet. Almost made me emotional. Sorry. I still don't know how I feel about Nate and Zari being together. So there's that situation. And Zari agrees that they're like, yeah, we're good. But if we want to save us, we need to save the world first. So they go out to do so. Back in the bowling alley, Sarah, after taking a timeout, which I don't know if you can call timeouts that way in a bowling game, but hey, it works, because it's an injury timeout. The Spooner just like pretty much broke her finger. So she goes to the bar to console a little bit. And so Buddy, they're talking and stuff, doing the classic, like, wiping the bar top and it's like, hey, what's wrong sort of deal, you know? And so they're talking, and he explains that pretty much you need to have fun to bowl. The whole thing about bowling is to do good and is not to think about it. Just have fun, have a good environment. And so Sarah's like, you know what? You're right. And so she goes back, de-stress the team with some snacks, have another pep talk because she is that captain. Oh, she's so good at her job. She doesn't even get paid for it, which is horrendous and is a crime. But she's such a good captain and such like a good leader in bringing everybody back and getting them ready and all on the same page and where they need to be. And that's what I call a time bomb. Love it. Where was I? Blah, 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 blah. And so Mick and Spooner are kind of talking, kind of getting along again. And Mick shows the real reason he wears the gloves. And he wears them because he is hiding all of the scars from his crimes. And he does that to hide, because people don't need to see this part. of me. So I just wear the gloves. And I think that really strikes with Spooner. She understands. But Sarah needs Astra to bowl because Spooner cannot. And so Astra's like, fine, I'll bowl. And so then Spooner's like, you know what? I have an idea about how you can wear your gloves and still bowl. And so pretty much what happens is Mick cut his glove for like the three fingers that need to go in the hole so they're fit in, and then the rest of his hand is still glove. And so he does that. He does the arm swing like Spooner and chucks the ball, gets a strike. Look at that teamwork, baby. Getting it done. Getting the dubs. Lol. And Astra's also getting the hang of it. How to bowl. She's doing well. She's hitting pins. And we like to see it. Back to Earth. Zari uses Spooner's gun that they got from her bag to shoot at the sky to see what happens, right? And since that is Mike's finger, it hits Mike's finger. And he, as he's throwing it, he drops the ball. Gutter ball, baby. Let's go. Do it again, Zari. Do it again. See what happens, Mike. Let's get it. And the legends are just like, ha, loser, because they didn't realize what happens, of course. They don't know that it's Dari. And they're just laughing off, and I like it. And so Nate and Zari, because Mike's fingers were off, for some reason they have connection back to the Wave Rider, because the Wave Rider is now close to Earth, and that situation is kind of fixed-ish. The time courier works. So Nate is able to time courier him and Zari back onto the Wave Rider. And so in the parlor, Gary and Ava are doing calculations because Sarah turned off their scoreboard, so they didn't have to stress about looking at it. Gary and Ava are doing the calculations to figure out how they can win. And it's not looking too good, but they calculate that Astra needs... they can win, and Astra needs to roll a strike in the last frame to do so. That's stressful, let me tell you. I don't think any of us would want to put in that situation. So, Sarah's like, no, you got this. Just got to get nice and deep, center lane, and just a nice roll. And Astra's like, you want me to granny roll? No, that's embarrassing. And they're like, no, 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 just do it. So she's like, you know what? All right. So Astra gets nice and deep in the squat and just has a nice, slow, steady roll. And it's making its way down the lane. And this, the way they filmed the scene was amazing. The camera is the ball. You just see it hitting the lane. Look back up at Astra hitting the lane, just spinning like a bowling ball. And it's going down the lane. Hits the center pin. They crash down. One pin is up on the right, the very corner one. The left one from the corner spins and slides across the lane. Hits the right one. This is all in slow motion, by the way, which is amazing. And gets a strike. Legends wins, which of course it was going to happen because they can't let Earth die. Like, then how would the rest of the season go? So, woot woot. And so Mike obviously is going to try and take Earth before anybody sees, but nah. Sarah stops him. And so she takes Earth, and I love this shot of her holding Earth bowling ball in her hand. And she does a nice roll right out that exit door, and it rolls out and rolls through space right back into its spot in our solar system between Venus and Mars. That's how it's done, ladies and gents. Round of applause, Sarah Lance. Legend. And so Buddy is now happy because he can open up the bowling alley to everybody again. And all the legends come through. The hug between Ava and Sarah was the cutest thing ever. And then Constantine walks in last. And the music changes. And Buddy can sense the magic in him and his power. and as Constantine, as they have a little back and forth thing, but Constantine goes off and Buddy's like, powers that will be the death of you. Excuse me. This is major foreshadowing. And spoiler right here, skip like 30 seconds, a minute ahead if you don't want to hear this, if you haven't watched the rest of season 6. This is total foreshadowing for Constantine actually dying. That's insane. Like, you can't even realize that when you watch the episode. But like, oh my gosh, crazy, right? Anyways, continuing. So all the legends are having fun. Ava and Sarah are bowling, and I love this line from Sarah's like, you look amazing in whatever you wear, but I love you too much to let you get married in that thing, referring to Ava's crazy wedding dress that her and Gary created, and I think that's amazing. I love it so much. They're great. And so Buddy is now happy to have a fun bowling alley again and just gets a team pick of all the legends, having fun, looking cute, and that's the end of the episode. Round of applause. Like I said in the beginning, I didn't even remember how fun this episode was and how like back and forth and like everything connected, that like the scenes with different people played into stuff. Cause normally like the legends, like when they split up a little bit, their plot lines are a little different. Like with Nate and Zari camping, you would think that they would have a different plot line, but no, their plot line directly played into what was happening, of course, cause it was affecting Earth itself. And I thought that was just amazing, clever, great job on the writers. The cinematography on this one, oh, blew me away. Like, it was so cool. Like I said, the spinning effect, like the camera was the bowling ball, amazing. There was some like zoom stuff happening, and with Astra like almost going out into space through that exit door, that was insane. Like, there's so many just like good camera shots and effects in this episode, just made it so good overall. Loved it. So that leaves a bit up in the air for next episode. There's not really a like cliffhanger sort of deal, but like said, the line that Buddy had, the powers will be a death of you, to Constantine, even though he didn't hear it. That means, obviously, we know these potions are bad for Constantine, but this is really going to affect Constantine, these potions and the powers that he has now from it. And will he ever tell the legends that he has potions instead of actually drinking from the Fountain of Imperium? So we'll find out. But guys, oh my gosh, like I said, love this episode so much. One of my favorites from the season, really. And I hope you guys enjoyed as much as I did. And I'll catch you guys next time. And that's the end of the episode, guys. Remember, follow me on Instagram at Bailey's_vlogs_, Twitter at Bailey's TV Rants, and on TikTok at Naughty Hot. Thanks all for listening, and I'll see you guys next time.